Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman Team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman Team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO. And you'll have to excuse Allison and I this today. We both are suffering from coughs and flus and all that stuff. And Allison's been having this thing for weeks. And so these things just don't last like 3 days. They last like forever. So I sound a lot better than Allison does. So. If you hear a Teamster, that's Allison. Okay.
No, I'm not that bad. No, it's just really.
And remind people it is 9 o'clock.
What's that? We did spring forward last night, so you all lost. You're probably laying in bed going, I ain't gonna get up. Just did the real estate.
You know
hour.
What? I got up and felt like I was.
How about
all
use your
up
microphone? There you go.
I don't know if I'm on the right mic.
You're on the right mic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just talk.
I am just talking. Anyway, no, I felt great. I got up. I felt like I was up early, although the clock said told me different. Yeah.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. Okay, so but beautiful weekend. Hope you got out there and we went to the coastlet yesterday and went to the dog shack and got a dog for Jake and he loves dogs and fries. So we sat down there and had a little dog and with the wife and the dog, and we went over to that little place you go to, that little park that's next to Dorn.
Yeah,
put your microphone in your mouth, will you please?
Can you do a radio show?
Can I do a radio show? Excuse me?
And not worry about where my mic is?
Well because people need to hear you, okay? You know, talk like that, get out of the room, for God's sake, no? Jeez. Anyway, so what is that park you go to? That's a little...
I don't remember.
Huh?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
you speak into the mic. She's like, she's going... Anyway.
I don't know the name.
We're grumpy this morning, huh?
One of us is.
I'm not grumpy. My article's in the PD today. I'm a happy guy.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Isn't she? Her enthusiasm is just wonderful, isn't it? Huh? It's just like she just wants to be here so bad. You know that?
Oh, stop.
What page is that on? I can't read. My glasses aren't on.
It's page R18.
Thank you. Page R18. And we're going to chat about this too because, by the way, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start over again. Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, good. Tell us folks how to get a hold of us, please.
Well, you can give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350. That's 707-636-1350 or nodumbquestion@gmail.com.
Right, because in real estate, there are no dumb questions.
No dumb questions. Now, you can always visit us on, we're Facebook Live right now, so we're live on Facebook at the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Yeah, so you could have got that whole thing where we were yelling at each other.
I think they got it anyway.
No, you could see it, too.
Anyway, yeah, and we have the Real Estate Hour blog as well.
What? Yes, we do.
We do. So those are all the ways you can find us.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to chat about multiple offers. I presented an offer the other day. 8 offers came in. It was priced at $478. Went out, I believe, over $50,000 over the asking.
Wow.
Which is a lot of money because it was only 1,100 square feet. So that's, we're kind of paying these prices for properties. You kind of go, okay. So my clients were just really had a hard time. I don't blame them. You know, $475 a square foot for 1,100 square feet. And so we kind of passed on that one. So the lucky winner got it.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
That's what, and I was saying, I had talked to a friend who bought a house in 2006, and they bought, It was kind of a similar market where people were scrambling to get, you know, the only property that was available, you know, and there were multiple offers coming. And so they put an offer in on this place and you know, had there been more time and not such a frenzy, they would have taken a little bit more time to be a little more picky about what they were looking for in a home. You know, so we're kind of in that market again where people are going, you know, I need to buy a house and maybe I don't, maybe it's okay if it's only 1100 square foot. Maybe, you know, it's okay if it's on a busy street. It's okay. You know, people aren't quite as picky when there's not a lot of properties out there.
Yeah. Well, it's not even a matter of being picky. It's like, what's there to buy?
Well, exactly. So, you know, you can't be picky.
We're starting to go up a little bit. I mean, last week at this time, we had about 460 listings. I think right now we're just under 500, which is good.
So, yeah, it was 498 current active listings on the market, single family.
Excuse me. See, I told you we're going to be coughing.
It's going to be a tough one.
It's going to be a tough one today. Anyway, so the, I'm still going to cough. So why don't you just keep talking?
Oh, pass it over to me. Well, I'll try. Here, I have a handful of cough drops with me today, if you'd like one. So we currently have 498 active listings, which is up, which is good. We like to see, that, you know, the spring, maybe we're going to start getting some more inventory. The thing is, they're going so quickly as soon as they hit the market, that, you know, we're just going to, it kind of soaks it up. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen as the spring comes on. I mean, as we get more into spring, 38, active condos, that's actually kind of a low number. I think that's gone down. So that's kind of where we are. Let me tell you about interest rates. Hang on just a sec. My paper was stuck under something. So interest rates are 30-year fixed rate, 4.375. So they're staying pretty
four
much
and a half,
where
it's not too good.
Hmm?
Four and a half.
Four. I've got 4.375 here.
Yeah, I had four and a half from another one of our lenders.
FHA 4.5. VA still a little bit lower at 4.25. 15-year 3.75. And the jumbo is 4.25. 15-year jumbo is 4.
Yeah, they're creeping up. So they're going to be, I don't know if they're going to go, you know, like in the 5.5 range or 6. But Janet Yellen, because, you know, we had such a great, you know, unemployment drop this last week, which is good to see. She's thinking about raising the rates.
Oh.
So, you know, we'll see what the Fed does. If the Fed sees, you know, the economy overheating, they're going to kind of gradually just keep raising them rates. So watch out for that 10-year treasury. If that thing starts spiking, the rates are going to be right behind it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's when you want to watch.
All righty. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, what, 5 years ago or so, we were looking at 5.25 interest rates thinking that was a good deal.
I know. I refinanced my house at 5.25. I was going, man, I got a deal. And it dropped down to three and a quarter, I think.
Yeah.
It was the bottom.
Yeah. So,
cool.
You know, it's all perspective, you know. It's all in how you look at it.
It always is, okay? And so give us a call if you want to, 636-1350. We're going to be chatting about a number of things today. They're kind of playing around with that. The ordinance regarding the accessory dwelling unit.
Right.
We thought they may be allowing vacation rentals, but it looks like the ordinance is not going to allow that.
For Santa Rosa. Yeah, which is interesting because Santa Rosa has been kind of the last of the cities that have been okay with vacation rental. Because, you know, Santa Rosa isn't, you know, it's a great town, but it isn't really vacation rental town. When you think vacation rental, you're thinking more, you know, Healdsburg or Napa or Sonoma or, you know.
But the whole VRBO thing, you know, and the whole Airbnb, I mean, this is the, I mean, have a little place in the JC, cute little place like that, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very, very nice and desirable. It could be a central place to take off and go to the coast, go to the wine country,
no,
you know.
I think it would be great. But I think the argument was that they...
you argued again.
Not our argument. The argument was... was that the purpose of this accessory dwelling unit ordinance was to allow for more affordable housing. for people to add more.
Exactly, yeah.
And so to make it then eligible for VRBO takes away that from the housing stock.
But it also, you know, and there's a great article in the PD today, this is where we were referring to, the article's in there. They also talked about, hey, we also have an income problem.
Well, exactly. So there's very much to, yeah, we could have that argument. Yes. There's
well, let's go ahead. You take the other side of it.
Yeah.
Counterpoint.
Right here on the Real Estate Hour. But no, I think they're both very good points.
Other than the Chevy Chase thing. Jane, you ignore.
No, don't say it. All righty.
How many in the audience got that one, right? Yeah. Anyway, no, but it's true, though, because, you know, the nice thing about having a B&B is that, or the option to do that is that you can go make some extra income. But I guess they're talking about there's 600 units they have registered, but there's 2,000 to 3,000 units in Santa Rosa, which are not, you know, registered. So this is kind of like a legalization thing, if you could go in there and do that. But the fees are still, you know, high. Nice thing about the statewide ordinance is that it says you can't charge for those certain hookup fees for sewer and water.
Right.
You know, but the other fees are just outrageous anyway. They're like 20, 25, 20, 30. Hillsborough's outrageous, their hookup fees. Of course, they don't want those accessory dwelling units.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, let's take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
Give us a call, Kelly Norman team. Give us a call at 707-322. Oop, that's my number. No, 79. How about call the Nut Station? 636-1350.
That works.
Get that out. 636-1350. Right back after these words.
There you go.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. I believe talk radio doesn't have to be boring. Please join me starting March 13th, weeknights 6 to 9, right here on KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. Joe Pags here. Please let me introduce myself. I'll be with you weeknights 6 to 9 on KSRO beginning March 13th with a different brand of talk radio. I believe talk radio doesn't have to be boring. I hope you'll give my show a try and decide for yourself. We're going to cover it all from politics to entertainment to what I call life lessons. I mean family stuff. The Joe Pags Show. We'll sing, we'll talk, we'll do. New beginning March 13th, weeknights 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman. We are two hardworking realtors. And I read an article about how people mispronounce realtor. They have
Realtor.
Anyway, so I wanted just to give you a quick update on what's going on in some of the other markets of Sonoma County. One of those markets is the $1 million-plus market. You know, I ran numbers just for the fun of it, because I had nothing to do. But
that's what he does in his spare time.
I just run numbers. So I went back to 2012 versus, you know, today, same month, okay, which is not a whole bunch of, you know, sales. But the like last month, we had 245 sales, which is like nothing. But back in 2012, we had 323 sales.
Oh.
So I broke down my price point. I went from zero to 199, mm-hmm. and then all the way up to $2 million. But zero to 99 back in 2012, we had 39 sales. Okay, this last month, one. 200 to 299, we had 106 sales back in 2012. One.
Ooh.
this month, last month.
Wow.
300 to 399, we had 80. We had only 11.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. And then from then on, it starts going down and going up for 2012. So, because you can see, we just left. I mean, you talk about affordability, anything under 400,000 is gone.
Yeah.
In its market right now.
Yeah. There really isn't anything under 400,000.
But if you're looking to buy a million-dollar property, have we got that property for you?
No, just
it's a pretty active market, actually, when you look at it. So when you compare what's going on, you know, they only had 34 sales, you know, last month in the million-dollar price point. But when you put it in context, their numbers are up pretty dramatically. Their median price was up 21%. Versus ours, which was about 11%.
I know.
The total market is 11%.
Who are they? You mean the million-dollar market?
The million-dollar market is up 21%. Those properties that have sold over $1 million.
Right.
All right. The solds are up from 18 to 34. That's a pretty significant number.
Yeah.
That's 89%. Under contracts, they're up 28%. New listings, they're down like everybody else is. They're down 17%.
Hmm.
For sale, they're up 10%. We're down. The month supply of inventory is down 21%. They're down to 3.9 months supply of inventory, which is, you know, pretty good for a million-dollar market.
Yeah, it really is.
And days on the market is about 98. So, you know, you can see that, you know, every price point, and sometimes when we usually talk about the overall market. When you read Rick's stuff in the Press Democrat, he's talking about detached single-family listings.
Right.
So that's how we determine it. We don't put condos in there because CER doesn't put condos in there where they do their numbers, so we take them out also.
Mm-hmm.
And people really want to buy a single-family house.
Right. Well, and a condo really can skew. If there's a lot of condos, it can skew that number, too, because I've had 38. I pulled up today, and that's down. It was up in, I think, around the 50 range.
It is. So when you have the constrained inventory like that, you have multiple
dun,
offers.
Dun,
and if you
offers.
Go to the Press Democrat,
mm-hmm.
which we hope you all subscribe to, because how would you read my articles if you didn't? if you go to page R18, which is right in the back there, right next to the reverse mortgage page at the Exchange Bank, you know, I talk about some strategies you can do as far as, you know, multiple offers. And it's pretty much geared towards sellers. And, you know, you and I've had, you know, we've had arguments with other agents before on when do you look at offers?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how do you like to look at offers? Do you wait a week?
I think it really depends on the property.
Yeah.
I think you can kind of look at a property, look at it and how desirable it's going to be. And then, you know, we got to where it was the norm to do like 10 days before you look at any offers. It was at least a week.
Yeah.
We'd have a broker open. We'd have a broker open and an open house, maybe sometimes two open houses to get full coverage out in the market.
So Sunday and Tuesday, do a broker's open house, and the following Sunday, you have another open house and look at offers on Monday.
Yeah, so that's like 10 days.
Yeah.
And that became that. It is.
Okay.
Well, it's a
Sunday
little.
To Sunday.
Okay,
week,
8 days, whatever. No, okay, fine.
Eight days a week. Okay, whatever.
But and then it got to where some people would look at offers as they came.
Right.
Some people would do the thing. So we've kind of shifted a little in that way to where I think it really depends. And I think I like to give it a little time on the market. I don't like.
Depends what it is.
You know, it
like this property wrote an offer. I mean, you know that's going to have, like the one I sold over here in St. Anthony, that was 519.
Right.
Those are going to go those are going to go quick. You know you're going to have multiple offers.
Yeah. And the reason why I like to, you know, it gives people time to really look at the property, really think about it. They're not like throwing out an offer to be the first offer in because they're taking offers as they come. you know that somebody's taken a little bit of time to look at it. So as a listing agent, I feel a little more comfortable knowing that people have time, have had time to take a look at the property and really think about it, and not just throwing an offer out there to make it stick. The other problem you can have is if you're not giving it some time on the market and you are taking offers as they come, then, you know, so you get an offer in the first day, you know, and you're going, well, gee, I wonder, we might get a better offer, you know, but this person has put a 24-hour expiration on it because they know that other offers may come in. So now you're going to, you know, your seller is going, well, can't we wait? And it's like, well, no, we have to respond to this. And then you get the agents that say, well, we're going to wait now, you know, and it's like, well, hang on, you didn't put that in the remarks. You didn't say you were going to put a time limit on. So it gets really complicated.
And I
think it is an individual case by case. How do you want to handle it? And what's the property like?
Yeah. And that's the thing. You make a good point, because if you're waiting, if you're looking at offers as they come, and you know as well as I do, you have a fiduciary duty. If you tell me you're going to write an offer, and I've got one in hand, then I'm going to tell my client, look, there's another offer coming in.
So now
I'm sandbagging the one who was there first, because they read, you know, I'm presenting it as they come.
Right.
Okay, so then I wait for you. Then you say, no, I'm not going to do it. Then another offer comes in. So you're that poor schmuck who got his agent, got his listing in right away, is sitting there going, well, come on, Mike, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it creates a lot of animosity. Mm-hmm. But also, if you do wait, you know, for like a week, a lot of people don't want to get into a bidding war. So they said, I'm not going to write an offer on that.
Right.
Okay. And that's it.
It is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know.
But
then there's the old saying that your first offer is your best, you know. But, that's not necessarily.
That's a lot of BS.
Not necessarily.
That's
Realtor
wives' tales.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I actually just had somebody say that to me, a seller. He's like, I know your first offer is the best, but.
Is that right?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. Yeah. But the whole thing about the strategies for, like, when you look at offers, too, I mean, what do you do? So if you, you know, I kind of like to do it so it's not a foot race. You've got people killing themselves trying to get to the property to write an offer.
Right,
you know,
that's what I'm saying. And you know,
all that kind of stuff. So you give them a whole week to look at it. You know, they can, like my clients were looking at this property, and they wanted it so bad. He called me up, and he goes, could you call the agent to see if he'll take an offer now?
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure. So I called the agent. He goes, no. I said, thank you. You know, he says, no, I'm not going to do it. Wait, like I said, in the MLS. Because why? Because if he took another offer, he or she would be a pariah. Every agent would be going, you did what? You took an offer before you said you were going to look at
when
offers?
When it says in the MLS that we're not going to look at offers until a certain date.
Now, another agent I know wrote in the MLS that all offers would be presented like a week down the road, I think it was. However, seller retains the right to accept any other offer before then.
I know.
Well, what is it? You know, are you going to wait a week or no? We're going to look at offers. So I just kind of went with
it. Yeah, it's a tough one. It really is a tough.
Yeah.
You got to have your crystal ball. What's the best way to do it?
The crystal ball. Anyway, but how do you respond to them now? So say you get five offers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they're all pretty much close to each other. What do you do? Do you pick the best one? I mean, it's not a quiz. Just what do you do?
I think it's really important for buyers to understand that they are not necessarily going to get a counteroffer. And there's a lot of buyers out there that think that they're going to get a counteroffer no matter what. It's like, you know, and they're shocked.
When
their offer's not accepted, and they're all, but they didn't even counter me. Well, you know what? They don't have to counter you. Yeah. There's nothing that says you have to counter this offer. So I think that's a really important thing to understand, or for buyers to be aware of. But, sellers are all different. Some sellers don't want to deal with that, and they would just as soon pick one of the offers.
The counteroffer may not be a counteroffer. It may just be a highest and best.
It could be a highest and best. It could be a multiple counteroffer where you're countering, you know, maybe four of the six offers.
Right. And for sellers, how that works is that we have a form we use that is a multiple counteroffer form, and you sign it, but it's not accepted until you countersign it.
Right.
So say that you give it to four buyers, and they all sign and they send it back to you. You go, oh, I've sold my house to four people. No, because it has to be countersigned by you.
Well, and that's important for the buyer to understand, too, is you're accepting this offer, their counteroffer, but they still have to accept your offer. It's basically a second chance to make improvements to your offer. And that's the same as the highest and best. And we haven't seen a lot of highest and best since the REO days of foreclosures, but your offer that you had on this one. You did get a highest and best, right?
Yeah. Or so to speak. Really wasn't a highest and best. He just sent an email. Everybody and said,
change page one if you want.
Yeah, he said change page one if you want to buy the property. So on page one there is what? The escrow period. Mm-hmm. The down payment, uh-huh. Right? The loan amount,
yes.
Okay, and the price.
The financing and the
price. Mm-hmm. That's what's on the first page. So it's pretty interesting that they're changing first page. You know what you're changing.
Yeah. Make your offer better.
Make your darn offer better, yeah, so we can get on with this sucker. Okay, well, we'll take a break, come back more. If you want to read the article today, it's in the Press Democrat, page R18 of the real estate section. We encourage you to take a look at that, and I'll post it on our blog somewhere or a link to it.
Yes.
Good looking guy. Look at that.
He's a good looking guy.
Anyway, so we'll take a break and come back. What? Come on. I can get the plug myself.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Patrick McCall, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors. Play-by-play. 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Fellow House Republicans, in his words, to not walk the plank by approving the Republican health care bill. Senator Tom Cotton, Arkansas Republican on ABC's This Week, he warns as written now, it could cost the party the House majority and put the entire Republican agenda at risk.
We share the same goals of wanting to repeal Obamacare and getting health insurance rates down so people can get access to care. But as this bill is written, as a practical matter, I just don't see that competition occurring as it needs to.
The White House budget director hours ago said suggestions to the proposal are welcome. Advocacy groups are holding training sessions around the country to help immigrants who are living in the U.S. illegally prepare for possible crackdown. Advice includes don't open the door if immigration officials knock. If you're taken into custody, tell them your name and nothing else. Indiana lawmakers weighing whether to preemptively ban so-called sanctuary campuses. Several schools face pressure from students and faculty to protect students in the U.S. without legal permission. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. Joe Pags here. Please, let me introduce myself. I'll be with you weeknights 6 to 9 on KSRO beginning March 13th with a different brand of talk radio. I believe talk radio doesn't have to be boring. I hope you'll give my show a try and decide for yourself. We're going to cover it all, from politics to entertainment to what I call life lessons. I mean family stuff. The Joe Pags Show. We'll sing, we'll talk, we'll do. New beginning March 13th, weeknight 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Mostly sunny skies today at 75, 64 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 45, 51 on the shores. Partly sunny for Monday, topping out at 76, 65 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, a bit cloudy at 73 degrees, 63 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning. We're back. Mike Kelly, it's the Real Estate Hour. Do you want to see us on Facebook? You can go to
the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Where would they find that? On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, how about that? Go to that, check that out. We're live right now, video, so you can see us and other good stuff. Hello. So we're chatting about affordable housing, and which we always do here. We're always looking for affordable housing and multiple offers. And like I said, I had an article in the PD today. You can check out. It's in the Press Democrat section. I think it's R12.
I think you said 16, R18.
R18.
So it's the handy dandy real estate pullout section.
Yep. And check it out, because there's strategies, if you're selling, that you can employ, especially if you're in that price point, like we talked about, we just ran the numbers back in 2012, and under 400,000, there was a whole bunch of stuff available then. Right now, there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's three listings at that.
Right.
So there's hardly anything under 400,000. So if you have a property that's probably maybe 500,000 or under, you're going to get multiple offers for sure, okay? And if it's a real neat property, you're going to get multiple offers, period. It could be almost any price point.
Yeah,
I think so.
Unless you're overpriced.
Unless you're overpriced, because and a lot of agents are doing that nowadays because they see the scarcity and they go, okay, well, let's just go ahead and let's try this number.
You know? Yeah, and let's try this big fat number.
Number don't work. And it's sitting kind of going, oops.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're looking at the city, Santa Rosa, and we had David Nguyen on, 3 weeks ago about?
About three weeks.
And they're trying to hone down, you know, what they're going to be doing with the statewide mandated accessory dwelling unit.
Yes.
And they're kind of getting it down. Before we had David on here, they weren't quite looking at, 30-day. They were not saying they would not look at 30 or under rentals.
Like a VRBO
or mm-hmm. Airbnb. Now they're saying no. They're gonna have a minimum of 30 days rental. So what that means to you is if you're doing an Airbnb, that you're kind of stuck with like one tenant a month. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could always, rent it out for 2 weeks and say it's for 30 days. you didn't hear that here. But there's a whole bunch of Airbnbs, and I think they had a quote in here from a gentleman who lives in the J.C., and he says there's like 50 to 60 Airbnbs around his place. They all know where they are.
Don't know about,
so yeah. Now what some cities do is they start tracking those, and they go after you.
Right. Well, they want their TOT, their transient occupancy tax.
You got. So right now they're saying they're looking at, this is kind of what they're honing the ordinance down to, increase the size of granting units in the city from 700 square feet to 1,200. That's big. That's like another house. That's a 1,200 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big property. You better have a good sized lot to do that.
Well, yeah. Well, because you do have, I mean, you can't, like, my house, my backyard, you could not fit a 1,200 square. I mean, maybe you could squeeze it in there, but you have to follow the
Setback rules.
The setbacks, the easements, and the fire safety and all of that. So just because it says you could do 1,200 square feet doesn't necessarily mean...
Well, it's a 700 to 1,200 square feet. Because a granny unit was normally, what was it, like 800 square feet, something like that? Or
yeah, I think 860, something like that.
Yeah, 860. That's what the county was for years. So they're talking about making bigger sizes. Mm-hmm. This is good if you're on a big sprawling lot and you have, you're on a 10, 15, 20,000 square foot lot and you want to add a nice unit onto your existing house. Say you do a breezeway and you do a 1,200 square foot addition or a 900 square foot addition, that would allow you to do that as long as your setbacks work very well. So, because in the JC, there's some big lots in Sonoma County.
People don't realize in Santa Rosa,
there are some big lots here. So then they're talking about restrict the rental of such units to a minimum of 30 days. So that gets against, the Airbnb and the VRBO stuff. And, a lot of, like this one guy said, he goes, not only is it a living issue we have in Sonoma County, it's a financial issue.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people who want to stay in their house and they have these big houses, they have a friend of mine who has about a 2,500 square foot house. She doesn't need that house. So what she did is she took her master bedroom in part of the house and made a kitchenette out of it and a bathroom. And, and now she has a sitting area and then her bedroom. She's perfectly fine with it. It opens up to her patio. She has a huge yard. And then the rest of it, she's rented to her kids.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And they're paying, mom rent to live there because they got to pay someplace, right? Now they can help mom around the house. They can watch her. Plus, they got a place to live.
Yeah.
Until they eventually take over the property. So it's a good way to go for a lot of people. You have a two-story house. I met a lady at my St. Anthony property who came in and she was looking, okay, I sell my house. It's 2,500 square feet. I sell it for, say, maybe $800,000. So I buy this place, and it went out at 540. So now her taxes are $5,400 versus if I told you what my taxes were, I'd get hay bale. I mean, you know, our taxes are.
Well, you bought your house, what, 30 years
ago? Yeah. But that's hysterical. She's same thing with her. I asked her when she bought it. She goes, I bought it brand new at Lamita's Heights. That's back in the 60s or 70s, you know.
Yeah.
So she's looking at taxes that are just nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to give up maybe $1,200 a year taxes and go to $5,000 to $5,500.
Right.
So number one, boom. Now, there you go. That's what, $400 a month.
Yeah. Now, is she eligible for that Prop 60?
Yeah, but you can't just automatically do that. There's a percentage you have to go down to.
And yeah.
I don't think she'd.
Yeah, you do have to down.
Because she was going from 800 to 5. I think that's too far.
Oh.
But the thing about it is that, you know, so here she's doing, I leave that, I move down here, and I walk away with $300,000. Big deal. I mean, what am I going to do with that? So she's going to stay there, and she's going to redo the bottom part of her house, make a master bedroom out of it, and stick the caregiver upstairs.
There you go.
So eliminate the requirement that an owner live in either granny unit or the main house. That's kind of interesting, creating more investment flexibility, but also potentially being less oversight of the property.
An investor or somebody, maybe you're buying a new house, but you don't want to sell the other house, you could potentially have, you know, two sources of income. But there, and with that ordinance, there has been in Santa Rosa an ordinance pretty prevalent among properties that have a house plus a granny unit to where there has to be one owner occupied.
Yeah.
There's a lot of homes that were built or granny units that were allowed, but it said yes as long as somebody lives in one or the other.
Sure. But this is kind of a nod towards, you know, we need more housing. So
yeah.
You have the room, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Not only that, what if you want to go to Europe for 5 or 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, rent your house out, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a heck of a plan. I got to do that. See, allow non-traditional foundations, okay, such as trailers, opening the door to tiny houses being allowed on single-family home properties.
How interesting.
I'm kind of like, you know, if I don't want to see
that. Well, you know, because he, when he was here, when we last chatted with David, he said that they were not looking at tiny homes, and they wanted something on a permanent foundation.
Yeah, Hillsburg's the same way. Yeah, they don't want them either.
Yeah.
But if, you know, so if they don't stick out like a sore thumb, you can bring them in and you can kind of, because they make like a, or that guy we went to.
Oh, the little house on the trailer down in Petaluma.
But they made like a caregiver house. They call it a caregiver house.
Well, even that, there's that new, that Clayton Homes, which is manufactured homes, and they're down off of Santa Rosa Ave. And they also have like an 800, 900 square foot granny unit modular home. And I don't see any problem with that at all. They're nice looking units. You know, if you're going to put an old 1960s single wide trailer or that's a little different. But
put your Airstream out there.
Yeah.
Let's see. Reduce the street city fees by aligning them to the size of the unit instead of the flat fee structure that requires people building granny units to pay some fees similar to homes three times their size. And that's because they have the hookup fees and all those kind of things. I know the Healdsburg, their ordinance, I was reading it, that their fees were just outrageous. So, you know, that's because they don't want those units there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and their whole thing is that if you want a unit on it, you're going to pay. You know, so it doesn't really, really, it's not in keeping with the spirit behind the ordinance,
exactly.
I think. Yeah. So anyway, so there's a lot of change afoot. You know, you'll probably see, and you know, I was speaking to Ross Liscombe, our good friend here, who listens to the show quite often, and he was talking about the housing allocation. The city has to have a certain number of homes. Well, this is a great way. If you can legitimize those 2,000 or 3,000 units that you know that are out there that are not legal, you know, number one, it's good to know what's being built, you know, and make sure that things are done, you know, to code and this type of thing.
Right.
So that's a good thing. And you know, nowadays, if you have the opportunity to do that on your lot, it's just a great way to go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And just so what we're talking about here is City of Santa Rosa proposed, you know, proposed.
Yeah. And when are they going to go to the?
I don't know. Did he write? Is it in there when? So they're doing public outreach. They're doing a lot of community meetings and really trying to gather information on what people want to see in this ordinance. Until it's put into effect, the state rules are in effect. And we had posted those a few weeks ago on our blog, therealestatehourblog.com. Right. There's a link. So you can see what the rules are right now for accessory dwelling units, a second, you know, granny unit. And then what we're talking about here are proposed for the city of San Rosa. And each city has, some cities worked real fast and already put their stuff mm-hmm. into effect without really much community outreach at all. I think the county has already put theirs into effect. And then, you know, Santa Rosa is really reaching out to the community, trying to see what everybody feels is best for the community. Because it is, there's two sides to it. There's the people going, well, I don't want all these extra cars on my street. I don't want all this, you know, this Airbnb. I don't want all these extra units and rentals, and it's going to ruin our neighborhood. And then there's the whole other side. Well, it's like, look, we need more affordable housing. We need more rentals. Yeah.
Well, they're also worried about it's going to sit there vacant until it's rented again. I mean, it should be actually have a body in there using it all the time. So that's why that whole 30-day thing is coming down. So I'm trying to see if there's any particular time they're doing.
No, but if you go to the blog, therealestatehourblog.com.
Yeah, didn't we have the thing on there?
There's a link for the city website, and you can go in there and they'll tell you all about it.
Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with the Real Estate Hour. Our call-in numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350, right back after these words.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. Join me weekdays 1 to 3 on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Hello, Sonoma County. Joe Pags here. Please, let me introduce myself. I'll be with you weeknights 6 to 9 on KSRO beginning March 13th with a different brand of talk radio. I believe talk radio doesn't have to be boring. I hope you'll give my show a try and decide for yourself. We're going to cover it all, from politics to entertainment to what I call life lessons. I mean family stuff. The Joe Pags Show. We'll sing, we'll talk, we'll do. New beginning March 13th, weeknight 6 to 9 on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
We are back in the morning. We're also on Facebook. Well, you can check us out on
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Yes, check us out on Facebook, and we're broadcasting live. In case you don't know what that is, it's Facebook Live, and a lot of people are using that. We were using Periscope, but it's not the same as Facebook, because Facebook gets, you know, all your people involved with it.
It stays on there, and people can watch it
forever.
Later,
you can just sit back and go, God, he's a good looking guy. That anyway, so
you can also, if you don't want to watch us, you can also listen to us. Our actually, the true, you know, really the good sound quality of what the show's supposed to sound like. on the podcast at KSRO.com.
Yeah. Joe does that every Sunday, puts it up there. So.
And it's been going up right away now. We used to have to wait till like Wednesday, and then we'd call and say, can you put the show up?
And then we usually post it somewhere too, don't we? We usually post it on Facebook.
Yeah, so if you missed it today or you're just tuning in, you're going, gosh darn it, I missed it because you overslept because the time changed.
I missed the real estate.
It really is almost 10, not almost 9.
So go to the Press Democrat if you want to see the article I wrote on multiple offers. It's kind of like what's going on right now, especially in certain price points. The page it's on is R18, and you'll see it, multiple offers. Here again, sellers, how to avoid leaving thousands of dollars on the table. Okay, so
and then,
check that out.
So that's geared more towards sellers.
Sellers, yeah. And also, and I have a buyer one I do too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead
and there are some really
that.
Important things to know about multiple offers with a buyer. And I think, you know, communication with the other agent is huge, finding out what they're looking for in an offer. What you know, what does it mean?
You know, and also it's really funny because, you know, really checking out who the owner is and see if you know him. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many people that this is such a small world. I mean, I couldn't believe I was doing something the other day and there was like six people in the room. We all looked at each other and said, do you know that guy too? It was just like we all knew each other. And in this particular case, it was really funny because the buyers turned out they knew the seller who knew the wife. I mean, it was just like, it's kind of crazy. So if you do know that person and Google
it,
him
it
and
might
say,
be a good thing.
Just say, when you send the letter, which you always do, make it part of the contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Make it an addendum to the contract. Therefore, it's going to be part of the contract, and hopefully it's going to be read, you know. And, you know, that's another thing, too. When you present an offer, make sure you know it's been presented.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that is a huge
page 11 or 10 or whatever it is, there's a place where it says this offer is rejected and that this
and
offer
it was
presented.
Yeah.
And it's initialed by the seller.
Yeah.
Of course, now with DocuSign,
it drives me nuts when you get,
drives me nuts.
Or if an agent calls like 2 days later and goes, did you get my offer? You know, it's like, well, you know, they sent it. They never called and said they were sending an offer. They email it to you and never, ever follow up.
I had an offer that happened to me where the agent, I had at the open, I have an open house, right? Mm-hmm. And we had offers were accepted on Friday. And
you had already accepted an offer.
I had an open house Sunday. So they come walking in and go, so you ever responded to our offer? I go, what offer? I said, well, we sent an offer on this property. So I had five offers. Yeah, we sent it to you. Don't you remember the gal called you and talked to you? I went, what? And it turns out they had sent me an offer. Mm-hmm. I never saw it in my email for some reason.
Oh.
I went back and there it was.
So the lender, was it the lender called and said, yeah, these people
well,
are good?
It was somebody from Quicken.
Okay.
And she spoke so fast. I thought she was trying to pitch me on a Quicken.
Yeah, fine.
And I hung up on her, you know. Yeah. And it was actually their lender from Quicken who was trying to tell me how qualified they were.
Right.
Well, then it turns out that the offer was... It was below asking.
So
price.
They didn't have a chance. Anyway.
No, not a chance. But geez, I felt like a schmuck.
Well,
what if it was like $30,000 asking?
But what poor quality of service for your client.
Yeah, you got
to
call up and tell you.
As the buyer's agent to not even call and make sure somebody got your offer and check back a couple days later.
A lot of the newer agents don't get that. You know, we know it's all DocuSign and it's email, but you got to call us and talk to us. You know, let us know what's going on.
Well, I think there should be a call ahead of time. I think there should be some conversation and maybe not a call. We're all busy and sometimes email's easier, but what?
Go ahead.
No, so I guess some agents don't want, you know, you've got a property that's getting multiple offers. You don't have time to sit there and field 20 calls from agents going, so tell me about this property. But an email sometimes is a much easier way to respond. But really, you know, what is the seller looking for? Who are they? What, you know, in fact, the property that we're in escrow right now, it did make a difference who the seller was. It was an estate sale. But the people had lived there for their entire life.
That's another thing where I was going to talk about. That's what I was trying to think about. Because we met with the seller the other day and the listing agent, Sherry Junkie. And it turns out that our client went to school with her daughter.
Right. They all know
each other. They all know each other. They all live in the same area. You know, they all grew up.
Where some people would think, oh, it's an estate sale. It's a bunch of kids selling the parents' house. They don't care who's, they just want some money. Well, in this case, it really did matter. They had lived there for a long time. Our letter is what sold them on the offer.
Right.
Not our letter, but our seller's letter. Where in some cases you could care less. I mean, remember we used to get letters on REOs.
like
really,
like
do you think the asset manager wants to know who you are?
No.
But so it is important to know who your seller is.
If it's a bank, don't send them a letter. They don't care.
And you know, what are they looking for? Do they need a rent back? Do they want to close quickly? Do they, are they, what are they looking for? So it's really an important conversation to have before you write the offer.
That's part two of my multiple.
And then, there's other ways, not necessary price. There's other ways you can shorten your inspection periods. You can shorten your loan contingency.
Well, the thing I did with this one offer is I had Eric Oquist, who we work with, and he called the listing agent.
Yeah.
Told him what a great, we had credit approval.
Right.
So the letter we had was not just, oh, hi, if that's actually a thing, I looked at your client saying they qualify. That BS. It was actually a letter credit approval. So all we needed was a contract, an appraisal, a prelim, and insurance, and we're done.
Yeah.
That's pre-approval, guys. That's what pre-approval is. It's not this BS about, and it's subject to your credit,
Your income verification.
Which is total BS.
Yeah.
And so there's ways to read that letter, too. You got to be able to know what you're looking at. But that's why I use the Cali Norman tape.
Right. But so in your case.
Right. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. So, but I don't think you finished your point with that. with Eric. So you.
You're going to start coughing again?
Yes, you're going to make me cough. With that, you were able to come in with a shortened loan?
Yeah. Well, what we did we came in, we had a 10-day for appraisal, 10-day for actually loan, even though we had loan approval, 21-day escrow. And that's for a loan. That's not just for a cash deal.
Right, that's a really strong.
And we put 50% down, and we still got lost the property.
Yeah, well, okay, but you did all the right stuff.
We did all the right stuff.
My point was, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to get into this bidding war and offer way more than you want to on the property. There's other ways you can make your offer stronger.
We've had clients in the past that said, here's a cash deal for $20,000 more. Say, you know what? I'm going to go with these people. And a lot of it, especially if you have an estate sale like you're talking about, people want to make sure it's going to somebody that will enjoy the property, that lived around the area there perhaps, and they have that right to do that.
Yeah.
If it's a flipper, they're going to go, nah, I won't do it.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So are we done? Can we move on?
Yeah.
See, that's what you just talked about was my second article that'll be in the PD about buyers, how to work with multiple offers.
That was a little preview for
it. But I'm going to send that into the PD later.
I'm sure it'll be more involved.
It will definitely be more involved. But, we're looking at loan originations, and, even though things were running crazy, they're still 28% down from the peak, which is 28%. That's a lot. Even though we're doing, I think, 1 trillion in first lien mortgages, which is a tremendous number. It's just absolutely nuts. I watched The Big Short again last night for the fun of it.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, good God.
I know. What's the matter with me?
What's wrong with you?
Is it on Netflix?
That's right.
Okay,
that's right. Or is it Amazon? One of the two.
Oh.
Yeah, but you got to see it.
I think I have Amazon.
But it's really kind of funny. But these guys make just millions of dollars shorting the whole craziness of the market at that time. And he talks about how Moody's was totally, taking these tranches that were just pieces of junk. And their thing was that, well, look, if we don't give it a good rating, the guys down the street will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a good concept, good way to run your business, right? But it talks about how the whole thing imploded and it just fell on its face. And people keep asking me, where's the bubble in this market? You know where the bubble is?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I look at it, I go, okay, well, let me see where the bubble is. Obviously, it's going to probably be affordability and interest rates. That's, I think, where the bubble is going to be.
Yeah.
It's not an institutional thing because the people that are qualifying nowadays are
really qualifying.
Whereas
before, people were getting 100% financing.
They have a scene in The Big Short where these two mortgage guys, they're talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going, so how do you guys qualify these? They go, qualify? What are you, crazy? We haven't sent a document. It was just, it's funny, but it's sad at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but you got to see it. See The Big Short.
But
the reason I bring this up is that 22% of these originations were refinances. So more and more people are refinancing. Why? Because they're staying in their homes.
Yeah, yeah.
Home Depot is like crazy right now. Their stock's up because people are going to Home Depot and staying put.
Yeah,
so that's
fixing.
That's why we're not seeing a lot of inventory.
Well, I think a lot of people are still recovering from their credit.
Exactly.
Maybe they can't buy another house.
Yeah, because it was huge. I mean, the losses were just amazing.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a week-long break and come back. So happy St. Patrick's Day. I'll be wearing my kilts. So if you see me around Friday, a guy walking around with the green kilts, that's me. Okay, Kelly Green. So happy St. Patrick's Day, and we'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman Team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.